Okay, hello everybody. In 1963, I was honored to have an invitation from David Tudor to come to the home of Olive Cowell in San Francisco, as he was wanted to meet me and find out about my music. David was doing this with younger composers, and that was a very important mission that he had. Meeting David was very, very important for me, and we began to perform together. And at the time, I was very involved with the San Francisco Tape Music Center in San Francisco. So we curated together a festival. We called it the Tudor Fest. And David programmed some of John Cage's music, Alvin Lucier, and others, Toshi Ichinagi, and a piece that I had been working on, which was called Duo for Accordion and Bandoneon with Possible Minor Bird Obbligato. This, David and I played together with the minor bird. This was an important meeting, as I said, for me. And then it opened up the meeting with John Cage, which happened in 1964 in this festival. John Cage came to the festival. He had just had this savage New York Philharmonic experience where the musicians sabotaged his music. So he came. We played the concert for orchestra, which was the piece that had been so terribly done. And I think it made him happy. Anyways, we had a very good time. And the reason I'm talking about this is because the letters that I'm going to read from 1940 were letters where he was really interested in creating what you'll hear about a center for experimental music, and we had done that. And when he came to and experienced that. But here he is, and this is to Henry Cowell, August 8th, 1940, 228 17th Avenue, San Francisco. Dear Henry, thanks for the card. I am sorry that I didn't let you know about using the quotation for the program. I had used it on a program in Seattle. Also, it came from one of your letters to me, and I'm glad that you seem to agree with it. It is a very quotable and straightforward. I'm glad to hear that Granger would like to send some scores for percussion. The address above would be the correct one. And now, for the story about the Center of Experimental Music. The first thing I spoke about to Dr. Cassidy early this summer was to present the idea as you had suggested it to me. Then began the trouble with the strike, getting players, rehearsals, etc. In the midst of this, I presented the idea to Marion Van Tool. Both were interested but busy. I had also, before the summer session, spoken to Russell and to Lou about it. Russell is very worried about his future and said that he would like to be in the center, but because of the necessity to get a job, would apply everywhere for jobs, which he is doing. Lou said that he wanted to leave Mills, since he does not get on well with Marion Van Tool. And since he wanted very much to work with Lester Horton. However, when I told Lou that I had brought the matter up with Dr. Cassidy, he said that he might stay on at Mills, providing they raised his salary. I made it clear throughout that I was not asking for Lou's position. That he should remain at Mills, as his presence would strengthen the work of the center, rather make it troublesome. This was the state of affairs when work descended on everybody and made other things remote. in the course of the percussion rehearsals and dance rehearsals, I found it somewhat difficult to work with Lou and with Russell for different reasons. Nothing that caused great troubles, but a general lack of efficiency, which arises from a democratic setup. Russell is not a very good player, which makes rehearsals with him difficult. I also feel that his present preoccupation with hot jazz disconnected from his own composition has not been good for him as a composer. I know that these personal difficulties will seem silly to you, but in dealing with a group of people, the compatibility of the entire group is very important in order to get things accomplished quickly and easily. For this reason, I believe that in establishing a center, there should be one director rather than three, that there should be as many centers as there are directors. The actual concert was made more difficult and yet more interesting to rehearse through the experiments in moving lights and varieties of levels, which Gordon Weber of the School of Design made. The concert was well received, and the publicity was received welcome and I think good. I was particularly glad to have been able to present the Andaval Suite. In the performance, the first two movements were played excellently. Unfortunately, the third, the fugue, went completely wrong. I was very sorry, but one cannot change that. The rest of the concert was played well, and three encores were given. Then came the composing for the dance concerts and the rehearsals. Finally, when I had a chance to breathe, I thought the matter of the center up again with Dr. Cassidy. She arranged an interview with Marion, who is very anxious that I should stay at Mills, and with Dr. Reinhardt, and the dean of the faculty, Dr. Rusk. At the meeting, I presented an outline of the project, which I am enclosing a list of the achievements in the field so far, plus scores and a portfolio of letters. Dr. Reinhardt was very interested in the project and particularly in the development of electronic music. She has written letters to RCA, Bell, and General Electric, and suggested letters to Guggenheim and Carnegie Corp, which I wrote. She arranged a second meeting with Luther Marchand in order to get his okay to the project, which he gave. So this is how it stands now. Mills wants the Center of Experimental Music, but cannot pay for it. They say, for instance, that even though they gave only board and room to six people, that has to be paid for by someone. Dr. Reinhardt has given me a letter stating their interest in the work to be done, their desire to have it at Mills, and their lack of funds. We were hoping that one of the companies above, or corporations, or some individuals, will support the project. Have you any suggestions? If support for the project is obtained, would it be possible for me to use the Rhythmicon, which you mentioned is at Stanford? I would continue to arrange percussion concerts with the gradual introduction of whatever is practical and possible in the field of electronic music. I would like to have a laboratory donated by one of the big companies mentioned above. I would need the cooperation of a scientist. In the neighborhood of Mills, there is an experimentally minded radio technician who helped in the last concert with the amplification of the marimbula. Maholinagi also wants the project in Chicago in connection with the School of Design. Also has no funds. Xenia is busy translating Russolo's Art of Noise, published by the Italian Futurist in Italy in 1916. Their instruments were apparently mechanical, rotating bodies having sliding ranges of about 2 octaves. I'm at present making a library research of what has been accomplished in the field of electronic music. I would deeply appreciate any suggestions that you may have about any aspect of this work. I am glad, as you say, things are opening up. Please write to me soon and let me know what your ideas are. Then he wrote to Bland L. Stradley, December 14, 1940, 228 17th Avenue, San Francisco. Dear Dr. Stradley, I am writing to propose the establishment of a center of experimental music at Ohio State University. As a composer and member of the faculties of the Cornish School of Music in Seattle and of the summer session Mills College, 1940, I have for some time been active in the field of experimental music. I have presented 9 concerts of percussion music using over 150 percussion instruments which I have collected. The last concert given at Mills College was reviewed in the weekly news magazine Time, July 29, 1940. Before I began the presentation of complete percussion concerts, there had been sporadic performances of Edgar Varese's Ionization and of William Russell's Fugue for 8 percussion instruments and the latter's Time Dance Movement. However, at the time, December 1938, that I gave my first percussion concert, I advised many composers throughout the country of the presence of the Cornish School in Seattle, of players, instruments, and interests in this new musical field. The response was very encouraging, and the number of scores for percussion has grown from about 3 in 1934 to about 50 in 1940. I have at present 30 scores from which to choose for performances. This number is increasing continually. The majority of the scores have been copied for inclusion in the Edwin Fletcher Collection of Orchestral Music in Philadelphia. I now propose to establish a center of experimental music, the purpose of which would be to continue the work with percussion instruments and to do further research, composition, and performance in these fields of sound and rhythm not yet explored. The ultimate goal of such a project would be the use of electrical, mechanical, film, and like means for the production of any desired frequency and any desired duration, amplitude, and overtone structure. I would regularly advise composers throughout the country of the new materials available and invite them to contribute scores for performance. American music will be enlivened and enriched by such exploration and use of new musical materials. These can best be brought about through the cooperation of scientists with a real appreciation of music and composers with an understanding and appreciation of science. That is the combination I am endeavoring to bring about. In the event that this work might be established in Ohio State University, I should be glad to provide you with many references, my qualifications, and details concerning my plan for this work. And finally, letter to Edgar Varese, January 3rd, 1940, 228 17th Avenue, San Francisco. Dear Mr. Varese, I've read your article, Organized Sound for the Sound Film, which was published in the Commonweal. I think is the best and most exciting article about music that I've ever read. I hope that your work is established in some laboratory. It certainly should be. The general lack of audacity, desire to explore on the part of heads of companies having laboratories is increasingly ununderstandable. I have not yet had any actual success in my attempts to establish a center of experimental music. Several institutions are interested but don't seem to have any funds. They complain, too, of having no background for something so new, which is silly because they are surrounded by this background. I spoke with John Steinbeck about your working with him. It seems that there was some misunderstanding between you. He was asked to plan some radio program and had the idea of your making a sound background for a reading of the Bill of Rights. However, I doubt very much whether he has a real appreciation of music of contemporary spirit. At any rate, I gave him your present address. I am to write music for an educational film, 16 millimeters, concerning the modern dance. I would like to do it directly with film, without instruments so far. The expense of such a work seems to be prohibitive. I hope I can find some way to avoid excessive expense and really do it. I hope that you have a good new year, and my regards to Mrs. Perez. So it was in 1966 that we received, I think, a $200,000 grant from Rockefeller Foundation for the San Francisco Tape Music Center, with a proviso that we needed to have a fiscal agent that was more responsible than a bunch of artists. So Mort Subotnick, who is one of our group, was teaching at Mills, and so there was a contract made with Mills to move the San Francisco Tape Music Center to Mills College, which happened. So that is why I was interested in what it is that he wanted to do, and that I think we had a little bit of, we happened to be able to fulfill that 1940 dream in 1966. Thank you.